Before Billy Graham became a widely known evangelist, there was another man who was even more likely in the minds of people to become this kind of an evangelist. In fact, he preached to crowds back in the 1950s and 60s that were larger than the crowds that Billy Graham preached to, and many believed that he was a better preacher. His name was Charles Templeton. He wrote a book titled Farewell to God. I want to talk to you about this man in just a moment, but my name is Steve Cornell, and let me welcome you to Take 5 with Pastor Steve. By the way, I'm the senior pastor at Millersville Bible Church, and I've held that position for 28 years, and I'd like to invite you, if you don't have a church home, to come and visit us at Millersville Bible Church. You can find out more about our ministry by going to millersvillebiblechurch.org, or you can call us for service times at 872-4260. Drop by at 11 o'clock a.m. on Sunday morning, and you can join us for worship and get an opportunity to talk. This man, Charles Templeton, was a man who was a friend of Billy Graham's, but he, at the same time, struggled with nagging doubts about the reliability of the Bible, and specifically about the Genesis account of creation. He felt unable to stand under the strain of his uncertainty and his doubt. So he made the very sad decision to bid farewell to God. Many years later, an investigative reporter by the name of Lee Strobel interviewed Charles Templeton, and it was an extraordinary interview, revealing a moment of vulnerability in the life of a man who walked away from faith in Jesus Christ. Although very advanced in years, Templeton maintained his rejection of the Bible. But when Strobel asked him about Jesus Christ, there was a clear change both in his bodily language and in his voice. Taking a far less defensive posture and using a more melancholy and reflective tone, Templeton spoke of Jesus with deep admiration. He said of Jesus, he was the greatest human being who has ever lived. He was a moral genius. His ethical sense was unique. He was the intrinsically wisest person that I've ever encountered in my life or in my reading. His commitment was total and led to his own death, much to the detriment of the world. Strobel, somewhat surprised, said, "You sound like you really cared about him." Templeton answered, "Well, yes, he's the most important thing in my life." Then with a stammering voice, the hardened atheist seemed almost to break into tears, and he said of Jesus, I adore him. Everything good I know, everything decent I know, everything pure I know, I learned from Jesus. With deep emotion and through tear-filled eyes, Templeton said of Jesus in that interview, "I miss him. I miss him very much." Then, as if he snapped out of it, he said, "Enough of that," as if to demand no more questions about Jesus. Jesus cannot be easily dismissed, and Templeton knew it. The Gospels describe a moment when the disciples of Jesus turned back, many of them, and followed him no longer. And Jesus turned to the 12 and said, "Do you also want to leave?" And Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. What will you exchange for Jesus?" What a sad testament this is, but what a great reminder it is to those who love him and serve him with our lives. This is Steve Cornell. You've been listening to Take 5 with Pastor Steve.